How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is revising his controversial corporate head tax in hopes of shaking a budget stalemate loose. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports Johnson's new proposal is to tax companies that have more than 500 employees. His team says this would affect just 175 businesses in the city.
We are not talking about your mom and pop restaurants. We are talking about the companies who have done exceedingly well in this current economic climate.
The previous iteration would have required companies with more than 100 employees to pay up. Alder said that would have killed jobs at medium-sized businesses, and it's unclear if this new one is enough to sweeten the deal. Alders also take issue with Johnson's plan to borrow money for a firefighter's contract. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed into law protections from unjust actions taken by federal immigration agents. Residents can now sue an agent for violating their constitutional rights, such as when an agent refuses to ID themselves. Courthouses are also off limits for agents making arrests. Standing alongside Latino state lawmakers and activists today, the governor says the Trump administration's enforcement plans were never about fighting crime.
It's about forcing our neighbors to make impossible choices between receiving health care, seeking justice, or receiving the education they deserve and facing immigration enforcement.
NPR reports records from the U.S. Department of Justice show 97% of people arrested in Chicago during recent immigration sweeps had no criminal record. Top executives at the parent company of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois received hefty raises, including multi-million dollar bonuses last year. And that's despite a 54% drop in net income. Cranes obtained financial records from Chicago-based Healthcare Service Corp through a Freedom of Information Act request, and they show CEO Maurice Smith took in more than $34 million last year, and that included nearly $33 million in bonuses. More winter-like weather is expected to descend upon the Chicago area tonight and overnight. The National Weather Service predicts temperatures in the city will remain just above freezing. Any precipitation is expected to fall mainly as rain, and some snow and sleet is possible during the Wednesday morning commute. Meteorologist Ricky Castro says some areas to the north may experience more treacherous conditions.
Some of those areas farther north are not quite as warm today. It's a little cloudier. We can't rule out some patchy slick spots developing on untreated surfaces and elevated surfaces, parking lots, sidewalks, etc.
And then more snow and bitterly cold temperatures are expected over the weekend. You're listening to The Rundown. The Chicago-rooted duo The Cool Kids built an impressive hip-hop career with 7 albums across 2 decades and many collaborations. And for the first time in 3 years, The Cool Kids have a new album.
Trying to slide beside you. Step to it.
Chuck English and Sir Michael Rock sat down with our sister station Vocalo and host Nudia Hernandez to talk about High Top Fade.
You guys just released this new album, High Top Fade.
Yeah.
Your first album in 3 years. What was it like releasing an album again?
Man, it's always a good feeling to, you know, put some work out into the world again and get that response and that real life feedback from the listeners and, like, you know, see where things are at. And this one was special because musically, I think we were able to really, you know, dial into the formula that, you know, made us love this in the first place and really brought us together as a group in the first place. So, you know, we took a lot of stock in, you know, what we wanted this to sound like and what we wanted it to look and feel like. So to get it out into the world and get that response back, you know, that's always just an amazing feeling and something is validating, you know, as an artist and as a person that's been, you know, creating this stuff for the people. It's just good to get that feedback and connect with them again.
I really love that you guys started the album with 95 South. I feel like it sets the tone, right? You get people like really hyped. In the track, you could hear DJ scratches in the background. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that part because I feel like that is like an element that I miss from music.
Mm-hmm.
Is like some hearing some DJ scratches in the back.
it's just the recipe doesn't change. You know, like you get a lot of people that don't necessarily respect rap or like the elements of hip hop, or you know, they'll be like, I'm not a rapper, or no, this is just music. Like, nah, bro, like we make rap. Rap is what I heard as a child that made me who I was. So it's no running from that. Mm. You know, I could tag, I could write. I'm not about to break dance. I do got a plate in my ankle.
You don't have to get down the ground. You could just up.
Yeah, no, up look, from the it's top just, break it's dancing. Just like, you know, it's like comic books to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like the rappers I came up really being a fan of, like from Eric B and Rakim to even Capone and Noriega. Like the album covers were like, it was like comic books. So, you know, when we get an opportunity to make our comic book, it's not like we're going to use a different pen. You know what I mean? So the scratches, the breaks, you know, you can expand on certain things, but I love the recipes that come with it. So I'm going to sprinkle it in when I can, you know, sending beats back in reverse, you know, DJ scratch stops. You know, having that energy in it is what made it fun in the first place. Like, people forget this was fun. It was supposed to be started. It started as fun. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, rap wasn't out the struggle. Like, people, that was a block party. You know what I mean? Yeah. If you know your history, it's like, why deviate from that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was to get the party started. You know, MC means master of ceremonies. You know what I mean? Like, they were adjacent to the DJ that kept the party going. So that song being something that I feel like could get the party started, so why not add the elements to it? I'm trying to talk to you, bought a lip gloss and stuff.
Yup. Weather cloudy and a bit windy with a slight chance of rain this afternoon, high in the mid-30s. And then tonight, cloudy and windy, rain overnight, a low in the low 30s. And then Wednesday, rain in the morning, changing to snow. It's going to be windy with temperatures falling to 30 degrees by late in the afternoon. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.